5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
A Loudoun County School Board member, Joy Maloney, was arrested at Briarwoods High School because of a disruption that she caused at a Donald Trump rally, or as people were about to attend a Donald Trump rally. Joining us now, Ron Meyer. He's a member of the Loudoun County Board of Supervisors. And Ron, why don't you give us a little more details about what exactly happened that day and what Ms. Maloney did to get herself arrested?
Well, she'll be in court today, so we'll find out a little bit more about what the objective facts are. But we heard from firsthand accounts that she had caused a disruption by cutting in line multiple times, and also she was a protester, not actually someone who wanted to attend the rally. And so the Trump campaign, who had rented out the space, which was a school, they'd rented it out for the day, they had revoked her ticket and asked her to leave. And when she refused to leave, they asked the sheriff's department to help because they were hired for the event as well. And when the sheriff's department asked her to leave, she refused to. And then when she refused again, she just sat on the ground, and the sheriff's department was actually forced to drag her away. And so those are the sort of the objective facts.
Okay.
We don't know exactly what the disruption was. But the problem is that we had tons of people from our district, which is the Broad Run district around Dulles and Loudoun County and Ashburn. And she just disrespected and did not listen to the sheriff's department officials. She did not listen to police officers and made quite a scene. And it's just really, you know, it kind of people are frustrated that people in elected office feel like they're above the law. And that's what she did. She felt like she was above the law and above the wishes of the police officers. Instead of trying to discuss it with them or talk with them, she tried to make a scene. And when the school board last night, a couple brave members of the school board tried to reprimand her, the school board decided that they weren't going to do it, which I think is unfortunate. It's really a sad example to set for our kids what she did, and I think that she deserves some sort of formal reprimand for it.
Okay, let me play devil's advocate here. Doesn't she have the right to offer a protest and public, what do you call, civil disobedience? Isn't that her right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there were 80 other peaceful protesters there, none of whom who got arrested. Her problem was that she felt because she was an elected official, she was entitled to do whatever she wanted and be wherever she wanted on that school ground. And so my question is this: I'm a Loudoun County elected official. Can I do anything in this county or anything on public ground? If somebody from our sheriff's department, and I understand that, you know, we're having a debate right now on what police should be able to do and if there's some overstepping some places in the country. I can tell you Loudoun County is not one of the places
No.
where we're in radical need of police reform. I'm not saying that there aren't places, other places in the country where there are, but that's just not the case here. And she said basically because she's a school board member and because of the First Amendment, she should have the right to disobey, I think, a relatively reasonable request from law enforcement. And it's just an embarrassment, I think, for elected officials out in Loudoun. And the problem is she hasn't apologized. She's doubled down. And that's kind of what I was waiting for, is that she would apologize. We'd all be able to sort of move on from this. But she's just doubling down. It's really sort of, like I said, it's just what example
yeah.
does this set for our kids?
And by the way, I want to, you know, listen, this happened in Loudoun County, but God knows this is the sort of thing that we're seeing happening all over this area and really all over this country, where people are so energized and so passionate about this election in particular and these two candidates in particular that decorum seems to go out the window and responsibilities go out the window. And I also want to point out, Ron Meyer, I mean, we are acquaintances, and when you're not doing your job for the county of Loudoun, you're also, you're the editor of Red Alert Politics. I've seen you on television. I read your stuff. You are a Republican, but you're hardly a Trump supporter. You're not the first guy in line to defend Donald Trump or his supporters necessarily. So you're sort of transcending your own ideology here for a larger principle. What is that principle, though?
Well, I think the principle is that as an elected official, you have to get beyond sort of your own ideology and realize that once you're elected, you represent more than just yourself or your party. And you know, I work with Democrats on the Loudoun County Board. I work with Republicans. You know, Joy has to remember that she doesn't just represent the Democrats. I represent people who support Trump, who don't support Trump.
Yeah.
And that's really beside the point. And I frankly think it's pretty inappropriate to I would not be caught dead protesting a Hillary Clinton event. I disagree with much of what she stands for. I think she's dishonest. You're not going to find me out there waving a sign. You're not going to find me out there making a disruption. I think she's dishonest. I think she'd be a terrible leader. You know, obviously, you know that I'm not a huge fan of Donald Trump, but I'm not going to go out there and protest him either. I just think that we can have civil discourse, and I'm fine if you're going out there and peacefully protesting. I don't have any problem with peaceful protest. But what I'm saying is your responsibility as an elected official, I think, is to be a leader. And the question is this type of behavior leading? It's just like, I don't know. I mean, it's very similar along the lines of Colin Kaepernick. You know, there are some legitimate reasons why he's doing what he did, but was it appropriate and is it the right way to go about it? I think in both cases, the answer is no.
Let me change topics if I can, because, you know, when you look around the country, you can make the case that in a close election, it may come down to a few voting precincts in places like the I-4 corridor in Florida. And many people also look at Virginia and Loudoun County and say, you know what, as Loudoun County goes, could go the whole election. So from your viewpoint there, what do you think is going to happen in this coming election in Loudoun County? How is it shaping up?
Well, you know, my district that I won out here went for President Obama by 12 points in 2012. And that's why people shouldn't be surprised that Joy Maloney was elected in my district. And so when I was just out door knocking recently with Congresswoman Barbara Comstock, who's fantastic in my opinion, but it gave me a good snapshot of where people are thinking on the election. I'll say this. I think that Donald Trump is really wise to try to bring out something that'll attract women, because the mothers I talked to in Ashburn are not big fans. Women who normally vote Republican or consider voting Republican are not. And I've seen some really awful reactions. There's some people who are very excited about Donald Trump, and I hope that they get to work trying to persuade people. But right now, I'm telling you, the situation in Loudoun is really dire, and you cannot win Virginia without Loudoun if you're a Republican. You just can't. You know, Ed Gillespie won it last time against Mark Warner, but he wasn't able to get the whole state. So you have to win this. You just have to win it here.
And Republicans went big time for Rubio, if I remember right, in the primary out there, right?
Republicans went big for Rubio. I'm hearing it's really bizarre. You know, my wife is very sort of active among women in Ashburn, and she's hearing that they're going for Gary Johnson, which I think is very sort of interesting. Mm. An interesting phenomenon that Republican women in Ashburn are heading that direction. It's still, listen, there's a lot of things that are up in the air. Things can change. But what I'm saying is this. If Donald Trump wants a chance, he has to focus on a younger demographic and on the women vote in the suburban areas like the ones I represent.
15 seconds because we're running out of time. The developments with the basket of deplorables and Hillary's health concerns that have been arisen, do you think it's a game changer?
Sure I do. Absolutely I think it's a game changer. It reinforces the fact about her dishonesty. We have to have a commander-in-chief that we can trust. And right now I think it's really a tough choice for people. And for people out here, I think most of us are tuned out of the presidential election. It's just depressing. That's why I do hope that people do show up to vote and vote for people down ballot who we believe in, people like Barbara Comstock.
All right, we got to leave it there. He is a member of the Loudoun County Board of Supervisors and also editor over at RedAlertPolitics.com, Ron Meyer. Thanks, Ron.
Thank you, Larry. Thanks, Brian.
This Valentine's Day, create a space that feels warm and welcoming with help from Menards. Whether it's a small refresh or a big project, Menards has the tools and materials you need. Build something together and make your home a place you both love coming back to. Don't forget the sweets for your sweetheart. Get a 6-ounce bag of Russell Stover chocolate candies for $3.99 now through February 14th. Save big money and finish your projects together at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.